Uriah Smith's Spirit of Prophecy Sermon. The second Sabbath of the session, Uriah Smith gave the morning worship sermon. His topic was the spirit of prophecy and our relation to it. Choosing as his main text, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant," he used scripture after scripture in presenting a strong biblical basis for the position that the prophetic gift would appear in earth's last days. He climaxed this phase of his address by introducing as justification for accepting the position for this operation of the Spirit to be expected. He explained, "The woman is a symbol of the church, and the seed of the woman is the number of believers in any generation, and the remnant of her seed means, of course, the last generation of the church. Here is a positive prophecy that the last church will be characterized by this special feature: they will have the testimony of Jesus Christ. But what is the testimony of Jesus Christ? For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." After dealing with the various interpretations of this term, he carried his listeners to what might be called the bottom line. "Well," says one, "if you have reached the fulfillment of this prophecy, which demands the testimony of Jesus Christ, or the spirit of prophecy in its midst, where is the spirit of prophecy? I am speaking to a people today, most, if not all, of whom know very well where it is, and how it is connected with this work. It is set forth in what is known in our literature as the testimonies for the church, the spirit of prophecy, the great controversy, and works of that nature. What is our relation to this? Our relation to it is our relation to something which arose with this work, which has gone right forward with it, side by side, which has interwoven itself into and through it and all about it, from the day this message began until this present hour." Smith then traced some history from the very laying of the foundations of the church and read a question received in the mail just 2 days before. "Does the Seventh-day Adventist Church believe the so-called testimonies and writings of Mrs. E. G. White to be revelations from God? We believe these writings are a manifestation of the spirit of prophecy, and just as much as anything that comes from God's spirit would be a revelation from God, just so much these are a revelation from God." Bringing his address to a close, he summed up his presentation in 12 numbered points, the last of which drove the matter home. "What is received through this gift should be accepted, cherished, and obeyed, if we would be prepared for a greater diversity in the operations of the Spirit, in the restoration of all the gifts, and for the larger outpouring of the Spirit upon the Church, when it receives the refreshing, the early and the latter rain, as it comes to the close of its experience and its work in this world, not far hence." For 2 years Smith's influence had been negative. For 2 years he had said little about the spirit of prophecy as manifested in the life and work of Ellen White. But a few weeks before preaching this sermon, he had fallen on the rock, as Ellen White put it. Now everyone saw where he stood, and it brought strength and confidence to the people.